So, the din of the Eved Ivri, the slave that wants to remain with their master, we've spoken about many times. The notion that that the slave, if he serves, again, a set time period that's been decided by Beis Din, that in other words, he owed money or he stole or whatever it was, and he was sold into service until he was able to repay his debt. But at the end of the period, he wanted to stay. And it says, Yomar, Yomar, however, Ahavtias, Adonias, Ishtias, Bonailo, Eitze, Chavshi, Vishad Novel, Halahim, Vigishal, Adesalam, O Elham, Zuzah, Ratad Nov, as of Nov, Martel, Vavadoli, Olam. So again, we've talked about many times, you puncture the ear of this slave by the doorpost, by the mezuzah, and he is a slave. It says, Vadoli, Olam. The Yolam doesn't mean for eternity, it only means until the next Yovel. And that's when Yovel comes. He goes out whether he likes it or not. But this notion that that a person should prefer to be a slave to another person is what the Torah is getting at. That there's some defect in the ear of the person, and therefore it's that defect that's wanting the person to remain a slave to another person rather than to be free and to be a servant of God. So the ear is selected because it shows other people that this person does, you have to be careful with this person. But the issue is the person's thinking. It's the person's thinking that's gone awry. Can't really put a put an awl through his brain. So instead you put the awl through his ear, so to say, be careful of this person. He's not listening properly. He heard Anoch Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiticha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. He heard that I, God, took you out of Mitzrayim, and yet he doesn't care. He'd rather live a life of, as a slave rather than a life as a free person. And therefore, the Torah enjoins us to puncture this person by the doorpost, by the mezuzah, there with the Rebbeinu Shem, is reminding us that he's guarding over our doors. He's guarding over everything. He sets limits on nature, because we have to realize that we want to forget about the miraculous deeds that God can do for us, and instead we just want to be a slave and be subservient to other people. That there's something wrong with that. We have to use our time and our gifts to serve the Rebbeinu Shem, and as a result, the ultimate redemption will come.